Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In Genesis chapter 5, verse 21, we read, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Then verse 27 adds, So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Have you ever heard the saying, he's as old as Methuselah? Well, not quite. Methuselah had the longest recorded life of any man in history, 969 years. But there's a fascinating story behind this. Let's get the big picture first. Just like in our lifetime, this man lives surrounded by increasing wickedness. We've seen amazing improvements in our lifestyle, but serious deterioration in our society. We've never been more blessed and never more cursed. Look at the rise of internet porn, family breakdown, teen suicide, the sex slave trade, and drug addiction. More money breeds more corruption, greed, and selfishness. Of course, there are bright spots, and I like to think I'm an optimist, but the Bible says that, quote, evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, 2 Timothy 3:13. In fact, the same chapter tells us that in the closing days of human history, quote, perilous times will come. Paul says people will be self-lovers, money lovers, pleasure lovers, and not God lovers. Sound familiar? Well, so it was in Methuselah's day. The world was getting ripe for the judgment of God's flood, just as it's now getting ready for the judgment of God's fire. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 to 7. So why did Methuselah live so long? His name is a clue. Mathai means, quote, to extend the time. And Shelach means a missile of attack. His long life was the measure of God's patient grace. When he died, the flood came. How thankful we are that 2 Peter 3 also says, the Lord is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.